Well, we've got a response to some of the evidence outlined in the Anthony Barlow court case yesterday that you may have heard on the country. And now, in the court evidence, Anthony Barlow says the then Water Minister, Kevin Humphreys, told him it was okay to pump until someone tells him to stop. Well, other witnesses also back up this account. There's some minutes from that meeting as well, we understand. That was outlined in the court case. Member for Barwon, Kevin Humphreys, told the ABC Broken Hill this morning that he remembers the Burke meeting in 2015 well, and he says he never told anyone that they can pump.
Oh yeah, and I've been on the record about that meeting. I was the Water Minister then, some 4 years ago, nearly 5 years ago I think. That meeting was an annual general meeting of the Mungindi to Menindi water users, so that was pretty, normal for me at the time, not just as the local member but as the Water Minister, to attend a number of those meetings, which I did around the state. Not just in my area, but particularly west of the divide from Queensland to the Victorian border. One of the issues that was raised, and that was the embargoes, there's no doubt about that, but I've been very clear in the fact that ministers, no minister, no matter what persuasion, can override an embargo. What ministers can do is ask for an embargo to be reviewed. And there is no way, from a legislative point of view, can anybody in an elected position give a green light for anyone to pump. That's if in terms of water. You just can't do that. The only way that you can pump or irrigate is with the consent of the water authorities, and they advise irrigators when they can and when they can't. And it's as simple as that. There's not that many of them, to be honest. And they know the rules. So for anyone to say that the green light was there to go is really definitely not consistent with practice and certainly not the intention of any discussion we had on the day. And all I said was, yes, embargoes do need to be reviewed, but I was also very clear, given the complexity of the system, in some places you could have an embargo, in some places you couldn't, depending on where water was coming into the system. But at the end of the day, no one can override the priority needs and critical water, which was still driven and still is driven by the water needs of downstream, particularly Broken Hill.
I was just going to say, according to Mr. Barlow's statement to the court, you, on three occasions, according to his affidavit, said you can pump unless told otherwise. Barlow's statement, as I said, three occasions that you, according to him, asserted this. And according to the defence submission, notes of the meeting were taken by Andrew Scott, who worked for the Office of Water.
Yeah, Andrew, I don't know the context of how they've interpreted that, but certainly, and I don't know all the detail, I can't remember all of it, obviously, but there certainly were water officials there, and if I'd said something out of line, I mean, they should have been able to pull that up. So the context of the discussions I had were normal. There was nothing untoward around any intent, whether people have gone off and heard what they wanted to hear. I suppose the issue about that is, well, if one irrigator's interpreted it one way, why didn't all the others go and interpret it that way? So I can't really answer for what that gentleman did.
As part of this meeting, as I said before, Andrew Scott from the Office of Water took the minutes. Have you had a chance to look at those minutes from that meeting to see where he wrote, according to this affidavit, for Mr. Barlow, you did make that assertion?
Well, I don't know what Andrew's... I haven't seen the minutes, so no, I don't know. I think there have been some extracts that have appeared in some cases. But no, look, I know what I said. I had my staff there as well, so there was never any intention for people to go and have a crack at water. You can't do that. Everyone knows that. But what we could do, and as I said, that as inflows came into the system, the embargo would be assessed on a case-by-case basis, and people like me and anybody in my position at the time can ask for that review.